Next time chopping an onion makes you cry, consider the ancient Greek medical writings of Dioscorides.
Chromion, rimiteron to macron tu strongilu.
The large onion is sharper than the round onion. All onions are pungent and apt to cause flatulence. They stimulate the appetite. They are thirst-making. They cleanse the bowel. They are good for opening outlets for various secretions as well as hemorrhoids. And they are used as suppositories, pilled and dipped in olive oil.
This text has been the reference work for 2,000 years.
Alain Toumaide is a historian of sciences at the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum. He has spent his lifetime studying ancient medical texts and speculating whether the Greeks and the Romans actually practiced what they preached. Now he believes they did, thanks to his DNA analysis of clay tablets containing onions and other plants found in a ship wrecked off the Italian coast around 130 BC.
This is the first time that a medicine, a tablet, has been analysed. Plants, medicinal plants, have already been identified in some archaeological places, but not a compound medicine. So this is really something new. And the analysis showed that the compound are made of ingredients which are mentioned in the texts. And so this identification confirms that the texts were used in the daily practice by physicians.
He thinks the plants were used to treat gastric illnesses among the ship's crew, a possibility that could aid modern medical research by offering the first proof that such ancient remedies were used because they worked.
We have discovered a use of broccoli, which is clearly to treat colon cancer. And by a strange coincidence, medicine now, right now, is investing time, money and energy in trying to verify if broccoli can be used as a source for a molecule for the treatment of cancer. So we have millions of small information, each of which can open the path to important medical discoveries.